Hello, everybody. Welcome to Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you, live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Central Time. Trend On, featuring guest interviews and current trends from businesses to entertainment to lifestyle topics. And here's your host, the engaging Tamara Lee.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us today on Tamara Lee's Trend On. We are trending and engaging your audience to trend on you on one of my favorite topics. So I usually do every show at Tamara Lee's Trend On Fashion Minute, most shows. And today's show is kind of all about trending on fashion with vintage fashion and our guest, Sheila Tuherty. She is the founder of So Passé, a vintage clothing line. She's a curator of all things vintage, and she has a store here in Milwaukee, Cocoon, that will actually be open for just another month, and then they're going some different directions, which we'll find out about in our interview with Sheila. But she is also the force behind a Femme Adorn for fashion show. So it's the fourth annual fashion show that she's produced with the at the Hamilton in Milwaukee, and it is a Halloween edition with a vintage fashion show. So we have some great ideas coming up, trending on Halloween. I have a photo shoot this weekend where I'm going to be a zombie, so that might be the front runner of my Halloween costume cultivating. But Sheila is going to give us tips on all things vintage, very much hot fashion right now. So I am excited to be trending on fashion and Halloween fun. But before we get to our interview with Sheila today, Heidi, do you have a shout-out to our sponsors?
I do. We'd like to thank Mediavine Marketing, simplifying social media for successful businesses and professionals through training, consulting, and management. Mediavine Marketing, minimizing your efforts and maximizing your results. We'd also like to thank ZipBoss.com, a professional business cloud built and maintained by Metasoft, Inc. ZipBoss, create, market, succeed, where powerful websites are born. Thank you, Tamara.
Thank you, Heidi, and I should also say that I am Tamara Lee, founder of Tamara Lee LLC, a communications expertise company meeting the needs of clients on multiple communication platforms from mobile, social, website build, content, writing, blogging, anything writing, which I really love doing. Speaking of which, I have today is Free Film Wednesday with our former Trend On guest, Flannel Steve. Steve Carr, Executive Director at flannel.org, and the show that we did a couple of weeks ago with Steve about their film series, Ed Dobson, on ALS, pastor who has ALS today. They are premiering the episode called Grateful, so you can go to flannel.org, premiere.flannel.org, to see Free Film Wednesday of the episode of Grateful, which I am grateful to have been able to be a part of and have written a reflection guide, which you can also download for free. So that's some of my writing out there that I am honored to have been a part of. So check that out and our past Trend On Show guests. So you can also find out more about my Tamara Lee LLC and how I might be able to help you with any of your content writing communication needs at TamaraLeeLLC.com. That's TamaraLeeGhLLC.com. So all good things on there. I feel like I'm finally getting my groove back into work mode after having been gone on sabbatical for 6 weeks with all my kids. So good to be back. So thank you for joining us. And here is our interview with Sheila Tuherty of So Passé Vintage Fashion and Femme Adorn Fashion Show. Thank you, Sheila, for joining us today on Tamara Lee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. And we are going to trend on vintage fashion and your upcoming Halloween edition of a vintage fashion show, among other things. So welcome.
Hello, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, I'm all about A, trends, B, fashion, C, having fun at Halloween, so, and D, all of the above. If this were a test, that's how it would go.
Awesome.
So why don't we start by talking about you in the first place and maybe give our audience a little bit of an idea about you and your background and where you are and all that good, happy nonsense, as a friend of mine says.
Okay, sounds good. Well, right now I'm a freelance photographer and wardrobe stylist, and I run an online shop called So Passé, where I sell vintage clothing, and I direct a fashion show series called Femme Adorned in Milwaukee. I'm also the co-owner of Cocoon Room in Milwaukee, which has been open for 2 years, but we are closing our doors in about a month from now.
That kind of makes me sad, but there, it sounds like there's more to a story than there. And I should back up and tell our audience the way that you and I connected in the first place was about a year ago through your Femme Adorn fashion shows. I covered it for one of the Milwaukee magazines called Urban Milwaukee. So I'll put that link up on our website as well to kind of check out your background and my article on you for that, because that was fun to do. And so you're having another fashion show. Before we talk about your event, which is coming up, why don't you maybe explain a little bit more what happened with the storefront?
Well, I think there's just like too many cooks in the kitchen. Me and the other business owners just had too many differing opinions of what Cocoon Room should be. I mean, we had a really good run for 2 years. We were an art gallery and vintage boutique, but then we would also have yoga classes, art shows, rock and roll shows, like music and stuff like that. But it began to be too much and too many things, where I just wanted to focus on the fashion side of things, and the other girls wanted to do more events and community outreach. So, yeah, it's just best that we're all going our own separate ways now.
Well, and I think that's one of the hard things to learn when you're younger, or at least it took me a while, and now I try and I have four daughters and one son, and it's like not everything has to be forever. Whether
right.
it's what you're doing, whether it's a first job, whether it's an interest or friendships or business relationships, you know, it's okay that some are for a limited time and serve a purpose at the time. So it sounds like that's what happened with your store.
Definitely, and I learned so much through the 2 years, and so I have a lot of good experience. You know, just from having the shop, it was really an awesome time and lots of good memories and it's a great learning experience altogether. So
for any of those vintage fashion enthusiasts, is there going to be like a closing of the store fire sale?
We haven't planned it, but I should actually talk to them about planning something like that. We have an art show, like one of our last art shows is this Friday from 5 to 9, I believe. I didn't plan this one, but it's just basically our last art show, but I will definitely let you know about any more vintage-focused events we have,
And at the end of you're located on Locust in Milwaukee, but at the end of the show, we'll give you a chance to give a shout-out, and people can get, you know, contact information and where to find your store. So let's talk about what you do have going on that's not closing but continuing, and that is your Hamilton hosted Femme Adorn for Halloween edition vintage fashion show.
Yes. Yeah. So this is our fourth show for Femme Adorn, or my fifth show altogether that I've done. But it's going to be Halloween themed. We have four stylists, Brown Cow Vintage, Bolted Vintage, Luna and Fog Vintage, and then So Passé Vintage, which is my line. So we'll be building Halloween costumes out of vintage clothing, and we have 32 looks total, which is more than any other show we've done so far. So it's going to be really fun. We have a couple of surprises for everyone. We have Serious Booty, the DJ duo, which have always been our DJ, and they're really great and play some really fun music for us. So it should be really great and fun.
And what is Femme Adorn? Is that just the sponsors of it, or what's the connection
just the title. Our title for the show.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
Good job to be very curious. Well, it sounds fun. I'm supposed to go Saturday. Some filmmaker friends of mine, I'm helping them out to be an extra as a zombie in a photo shoot in a cemetery. So I might have to get some tips for you for that as well.
Yeah. That sounds really fun.
Yeah, it's fun. I like doing that. I went last. A couple of years ago, I went as a girl with the dragon tattoo, and it was so funny for Halloween because people were looking at me like, is that how she dresses all the time, or is that a costume? It was really fun to be a different persona, which is part of what vintage clothing allows you to do, and it's certainly very trending.
Okay.
And we're all about the trends here on Tamerlee's Trend On, so why don't you speak to, with your experience the past couple of years in vintage fashion, what are some of the trends, what do you see, you know, changes
okay.
or exciting
sure.
happening, vintage trending?
Well, any of the fashion trends that we're seeing now are like the high-waisted jeans, crop tops, oversized clothing, especially sweaters right now, animal prints, clothing, lace-up ankle booties, and then especially like the grunge era clothing from the 90s. And then, of course, anything classic is always in style, such as like leather jackets, trench coats, structured blazers, floral print, like little black dresses, pantsuits, bright retro prints. But right now, my most favorite thing that's going on is the grunge era. Just like lots of black, like ripped jeans, leather jackets, leather skirts, like tights and like black boots.
So it's like the goth?
yeah, it's almost like a goth.
Is that old enough now to actually be considered a vintage trend?
I think so, yeah, especially, yeah, from the 90s, like the grunge era.
That makes me feel old.
yeah. But obviously, you know, it can add the modern touch to it, of course. But,
well, and that's really, that would be some of the shopping tips for vintage, or maybe just how to wear vintage fashion is,
mm-hmm.
Why don't you speak to that, of because you don't just take a look and copy it to the detail unless you're actually, like me, shooting a zombie movie or something. But what's the best way to wear vintage fashion?
The best way to wear it, I guess, is definitely what your comfort level is. If you've never worn it before, you can always just add, like, a piece to an outfit, a hat or something, or a coat or anything like that. But if you're more comfortable and have more of the clothing, you can build your own outfits that reflect, like, certain eras, or you mix it in with modern pieces. It's all about, like, what you want to do. And then finding vintage, the number one thing I would say to find things would be thrifting, if you have the time and energy and eye for it, because you just really have to dig sometimes. But you can find some of the best pieces in the grimiest places. You just need patience to go digging. And you definitely won't find your whole closet at once doing that. It takes years to acquire things.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can also trust experts to do it for a living. You can search on Etsy or eBay or frequent your local vintage boutique, which most towns usually have nowadays because it's such a big trend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's really, you've developed a knack over the years, and you're, I say over the years because you're like all of maybe, I don't know, very young. So I won't say you're inexperienced, but you're definitely, if you've, you know, young by terms of,
mm-hmm.
to me, but certainly experienced in vintage. You've learned, you've honed your skills, so to speak, which is not necessarily dependent on your age.
Totally.
So when you, if someone comes into you and they're like, I don't know, you know, I like vintage or I'm new to it, how do you usually start with them to help them sort of incorporate vintage into their, do you like look, there are some looks that some people should wear, some that are better on others? I guess I just asked a couple questions
Definitely. Some people just don't get it at all. So you'll find people like that who are just like, I don't know what that means. Like, they like new clothes. And then there's people obviously who've never worn it but are more open to it. And don't really know where to start. And I usually just say, like, just look at what is calling you. Like, what are you drawn to? Are you drawn to bright colors or prints or neutrals or something more bold or like what is it that you always wanted to wear, and then definitely just it's trial and error, trying things on with new things, with old things, mixing and matching. So it's different for every person, and I think you can't really limit yourself to what you should wear, what you shouldn't wear. I think it's what you feel best in. That will make you most unique as well.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was thinking is, like if I said, like scrunchies, if you could tell me what era those are from.
What's the grunge phase?
Like if I said scrunchies, could you tell me what decade or era?
Oh, like 80s, 90s, definitely.
I'm picturing big hair, big shoulder pads.
Yeah, and scrunchies are coming back, too. I mean, I think they sell them. I think they sell them at American Apparel now. So they're definitely big. I know, it's so weird.
It's a crack up.
Mm-hmm.
So how about, like, for vintage hats? Is there a protocol for?
I think, there's so many different ones. I'm really drawn to the, the felted wool hats, whether, like, they're little pillbox hats or big fedoras. But mm-hmm. Some people look really great in all types of hats, and you just have to, I guess it depends on your head shape. But trying things on is always key. If you don't like big hats, you can do like a fascinator, which is just like the veil and the feathers, or like the flowers. It doesn't always have to be like a big hat. It can be more of an accent too.
Oh, that'd be fun too. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find that men are kind of younger guys are getting in on the vintage fashion trends?
I think so. We at Cocoon Room, we definitely had a lot of guys come in and buy some of the more eccentric things, like button-up collar shirts with crazy prints, and some of those like we have fedoras too, and then what are those like paperboy hats? People are really into those.
Yeah, like the cap.
Yeah, and then, like, old 70s, like, Wrangler shirts, because, the flannels and the plaid shirts, they're really soft, and they're kind of thin. They're really good for summer. We sold a lot of those. Guys always come in looking for pants, but those are harder to come by, and it's harder to just get, I don't know, I don't really do a lot of men, so it's harder for me.
No, haven't gone that direction.
Not too much.
I just think of kind of calendar-wise, there are certain events that tend to draw people more if they're not year-round vintage fashion enthusiasts. There are certain events that will come up, such as Halloween or the Kentucky Derby or, Mardi Gras,
mm-hmm.
that would draw, bring them to vintage shopping, kind of out of the ordinary, looking for costuming. And so since your fashion show event is all about Halloween, what are your tips and how should you shop vintage for Halloween or costumes?
I would say it's one of the biggest secrets and best times to go shopping for vintage is Halloween, actually, because a lot of the thrift stores bring out all of their vintage clothing and kind of pile it all with the newer Halloween costumes that they're selling too. Which is really great for vintage sellers or people just looking for vintage, because a lot of people dress in era costumes, and so I think the stores know to put those things out. So I find a lot of really great vintage clothing like mixed in with the Halloween stuff during the season. But also just, figuring out what you want to be, looking at pictures online and then, building your costume based on vintage clothing, I'm going to, make a list, like, I need a hat for this, I need this color pair of pants, and this and this, and then it's easy just to go to maybe a bunch of thrift stores and find what you need for, like, a pretty decent amount of money rather than going to a Halloween store and buying, like, a bagged costume. It's definitely more fun and more rewarding.
I would agree, and some of those costumes are crazy expensive. It's like, what?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm all about using your creativity for that and putting a look together.
And then you won't show up at a party wearing the same costume as someone else that you guys both got from the same store. So it'll always be unique.
That did happen to me. I went with my kids one year as Cruella de Vil, thinking, oh, you know, so creative as a kid costume party. And the hostess was in, like, the really, I put mine together vintage-wise, and she had the whole bought costume right to the T. And I'm like, okay, I look like the cheap Cruella de Vil.
Yeah.
It was fine. I don't care. I got some good pieces that I still love. So I start out, I mean, and I'll date myself here, but vintage, just loving vintage fashion. And actually my first vintage was even Victorian turn of the century era. I loved Out of Africa and some of her costuming in there of just that, you know, linen and vintage look that way, and then progressed into and I feel like there was probably a lot more available when I was younger of like the 40s and 50s and Jackie O and Audrey Hepburn and some of those classic, you know, that those era 50s poodle skirts and all that. And now I think some of those are harder to come by.
That's
but
right.
I would wear them as my regular clothes. I mean, back in the 80s.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so and now my girls have. I'm missing some vintage pieces. I think they're in closets across the country now.
Yeah, the 50s and before that are definitely harder to find now. But if you do, it's really lucky.
Yeah, it's very fun. So, tell us the details before we run out of time here for your fashion show, and give a shout out for that. What the event entails, and the who, what, when, where, and why, so we can get that on calendars.
Okay. So the Femme d'Orne for Halloween edition is October 30th, Thursday night at the Hamilton, which is in Milwaukee, 823 East Hamilton Street in Milwaukee. The doors open at 9. The show actually goes on at 10 p.m., $5 to get in, or $10 for a front row seat, and you can reserve those by emailing sheila.terutti@gmail.com, which is spelled sheila.terutti@gmail.com. And we will have a DJ, Serious Booty, and they will be playing music throughout the night and providing music for the show.
Okay, is there any kind of beverage or cocktails or?
Oh, yeah, there is a drink special at the Hamilton, which is $7. One is called the Femme, and one is called the Adorn. The Femme is like a gin drink, and the Adorn is more of a, it's like a bourbon drink. Both are really good. We've had them for every show so far, and people love them.
So your signature cocktails to go with your event?
Yes.
And now you also, you said you have your other business besides the store online. So what, is it strictly vintage or do you do blogging with it? What's your website and details about that?
So what I was gonna say is an online shop. I sell vintage clothing, accessories, shoes and jewelry. I tend to focus a lot on the 70s through 90s. But I do have some older pieces as well, and you can find me online at www.sopasse.etsy.com. So it's spelled sopasse.etsy.com.
All right. Well, I thank you for joining us today, and I will be posting this both on my TamaraLeeLLC.com blog post as well as on the linkedlocalnetwork.com website under radio shows, Tamara Lee's Trend On. So we will get the information out in a couple different places and have links to your fashion show event and your So Passe so people can find you that way as well and give a shout out. And then look for that article. I'll post that as well from last year, and we can see some good pics of vintage and how to wear them and put them together. So it was fun to do, and I thank you for letting us know you had your next fashion show coming up. I wish you lots of luck with your store closing as you go sort of solo in your own direction.
Yeah, thank you so much, and thanks for having me on the show.
It, Very fun. Mm-hmm. I look forward to seeing you at the, and it's Thursday night, so really someone
Thursday
could still
night.
Get ideas about what to do for Halloween if you're needing last-minute costume inspiration, right?
Definitely. Yep,
yeah.
We have 32 different costumes, so definitely get some inspiration.
All right, very fun. Well, I look forward to seeing you, and thank you again for joining us. Good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
But yes, very fun thinking all things vintage, and there really is great ways to incorporate vintage into your everyday wear. Lots of tips. So it's a fun, creative way, and millennials especially have really gotten on board with the vintage fashion trends of making, it's all about customizing, whether we do that with our playlist or our music or our environments. Fashion and clothing just is one more extension of really being artistic and creative and personalizing through vintage pieces. And it's a lot of fun. So I'd really encourage you, if you've never taken a gander through, and there's a vintage term, through a vintage shop, you should check it out. And especially with Christmas coming up, it's a great way to introduce someone to vintage things or makes for special gifts for someone, those little treasure pieces. So I would encourage you to check that all out, and I will be posting the blog on my website at TamaraleeLLC.com, as well as on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website blog post under Radio Shows Tamara Lee's Trend On at LinkLocalNetwork.com. Tamara Lee's Trend On is one of several shows in the lineup on the Link Local Network. You can check out our other host and shows on the LinkLocalNetwork.com website also. Link Local Network is a networking organization for professionals who utilize social media to promote their businesses and accomplish their goals with a strong local, national, and international following. Can link locally and connect globally at LinkLocalNetwork.com. And as I mentioned at the top of the show, you can find our past Tamaralee's Trend On show as well as today's show link on my blog post website, TamaraleeLLC.com, and on the Linked Local Network website under Radio Show. So you can listen to our past Tamaralee's Trend On show in case you missed one of our great guests. And you can also do a search on the Blog Talk Radio website under Tamaralee to find our past shows as well. Or Google us. We're all over the place. Social media, Facebook, Twitter, all that good stuff, LinkedIn. So I invite you back next week as we wrap up today's Trend On Vintage Fashion. Next week, join us live every Wednesday at 10 a.m. on the Link Local Network for Tamaralee's Trend On, engaging your audience to trend on you. We will hopefully see you back next week. Thank you. Bye-bye.